in the Ulster Ban Council, we had the same issue and we dealt with it. We brought on checks and we saved the council tens of thousands of pounds in money in charges that the less stuff that was going to landfill. I stand by my remarks because I do believe that there should be a policing of the rubbish. And if you've heard about some of the comments that have come in about it, you know, some people are think that because they shop in North, yet they live in Donegal, yet they're entitled to go and throw the rubbish in the North. Vice versa, you know, I wouldn't like to think people in the South would think we would do that, but we wouldn't.
You made the comment that, in your belief, 30 to 40% of people using that facility are in fact from Donegal. There were questions asked about how you came by that figure. Do you still stand over that figure?
I was there for an hour at the opening ceremony, and every third car, fourth car coming in was a Southern Reg, not necessarily Donegal, because they weren't all Donegal, you know, but I stand by it. This is why with the state-of-the-art CCTV down there, and I asked why was it not used. And yes, there is a report going to be brought back to council now, and I wasn't elected to sit in the House. I'm not afraid to ask questions that people are asking me in the street.
Does there need to be contact between Derry and Strabane District Council and Donegal County Council to try and come up with some sort of cross-border resolution to this?
Well, I think that there will be, and I think there's new legislation coming in the South as well, so I think the two councils will have to work together, because I stand by everything that I said, and basically all we want now is checks put in place so that the ratepayer of Derry and Strabane are not picking up the price for rubbish being brought in from another jurisdiction.